You're listening to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Tiffany Termini. On an average day at the Fort Pierce City Marina, you might think of pelicans calling overhead in the clear blue sky, water splashing, and a warm breeze blowing, gently rocking the rows of large boats from side to side. But imagine how quickly that serene setting can be washed away by a hurricane. Dean Kubicek is the manager of the Fort Pierce City Marina. He's witnessed firsthand how destructive a hurricane can be and has suggestions on how boat owners can prepare.
If a boat is in the water, my first recommendation is that you go ahead and have your boat hauled out at a local haul-out facility, as it's been shown and proven over the years that the best place for a vessel, a larger vessel, is out of the water in a haul-out facility.
For those who do choose to keep their boats in the water during a storm, Kubicek advises that you take extra care in securing your vessels.
Put the right size line on the boat if you're leaving it at a dock. If not, if you have the opportunity to get some bigger line, do so. What you want to do is put extra lines on your boat. Set it up for the current change, because you're going to end up with a low tide and a high tide, so you need to make enough slack in your line so that the boat has the ability to go up and or down. If your boat's on a boat lift, seeing where the boats float off the boat lifts or get blown off the boat lifts, make sure your boats are secured to boat lift as much as possible.
In addition to physically securing your vessel, Kubicek advises that you take care of some paperwork.
Make sure you have insurance paid up on your vessel in case something does happen, that you'll be able to go ahead and take care of whatever is needed.
Insurance is also important to Matt Culver, the Boating and Waterways Program Coordinator for the Brevard County Natural Resources Management Department. He notes that boat owners need to be aware of what their insurance policies contain.
A lot of people aren't aware of clauses that may be included in their insurance that requires them to take special actions when storms approach. So they may come and say, well, you didn't remove your boat from the water before the storm, so your insurance is invalid, or something to that effect.
When it comes to boats that are kept at home, Culver says you can take several actions to prevent your boat from getting damaged or becoming mobile.
Depends what you have available. You could take sections of any kind of metal rod. Someone may have rebar or even tent stakes, actually, and or just some kind of wooden stake you may have that's left over for construction, or something you could pick up at Home Depot or wherever and drive them into the ground and tie any kind of ropes you have, like rope your boat down and tie them to those stakes that you would pound in the ground around your boat.
Culver even suggests partially filling your boat with water to increase its weight to protect it from hurricane force winds.
The main thing is you don't want it to blow away. Just flip over on itself and damage it by flipping over, or have it become, if it's a smaller vessel, say some people just have a smaller flats boat or even a small aluminum boat that would be prone to blow off in a storm, all that weight will keep it down and it won't become a projectile.
No matter what you plan to do with your boat during a hurricane, it's important that you do have a hurricane plan. For detailed instructions on how to prepare your boat for a hurricane, visit the link on our website, wqcs.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Tiffany Termini.